I'm running out of time. Every day goes by so fast, and every moment counts, baby. I don't wanna miss a thing. We can sleep under the stars, we can sleep under the stars, or hang out in hotel bars, driving somewhere in your car. We can sleep under the stars, we can sleep under the stars, under the stars.
So 215. Yeah. Gaming news. Let's get it. This is recording on Sunday, November 28th. It'll come out later in the week. If you're curious, right, you listen to a sports show and you're like, wow, Ryan's voice sounded great. Here we are in the gaming one and he can barely talk. That is because, as we mentioned, Dan was in town and I lost my voice. So it's lovely. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Of course, you can find or you can listen to us on all the different podcast platforms. Make sure you're doing that. We release the gaming or the sports show on Sunday. We're going to release the gaming shows, record them on the weekends, but then release them during the week. So there's kind of like a space in between you guys for the episodes, unless there is something happening right away, like on Monday or Tuesday that we want to like get right into, then we'll release it earlier. But, you know, I am the anime watcher, Booze, Cruising Olivia, Buzz Like a Jod, Cena's Foul, and hostess with the Moses himself, Ryan Great Machine Upner, and I am joined by, from North Carolina, Brendan B.K. Kennerly. B.K., how are you?
I'm good. The traditional AM Nation get-together photo off of flipping off B.K. is a good pastime. I need to see if I can get all those pictures put onto a quilt somehow.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. That would be absolutely beautiful.
Keep me warm with all the hate.
It's so funny. I love it every time because it's only if Molly's around. That's the only way it's happening.
And she tries extra hard to look hard in the photos too. Like,
did you like how Dan's super happy? Like, yeah.
Yeah, Dan's like, yeah. And then Molly's always trying to go real hard, like, and it's just like, it just looks fake. Come on.
It was super funny.
Cleveland, like, do better.
Nick and Jose both did not want to. They're like, I'm not going to do that to him. Why would I do that to him? And like, Nick's like, that's my boy. I can't do that. And I was like, he's like, all right, well, right. Tell him it's with love. Tell him it's with love. I'm like, oh, okay. And then like, Jose's like, I'm not doing that. Why would I do that? I'm like, come on, we have to. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, come on. He's like, all right. It's so funny.
Yeah, it was good.
Good old peer pressure. Hell yeah. Now we have to get BK a hate blanket. BK, what have you been playing lately?
A lot of Far Cry 6 and a lot of Forza Horizon 5. I actually rolled credits last night on Far Cry 6. And this is like a slight spoiler warning for people out there that are Far Cry fans. So tune out the next 30 seconds to a minute here. But at the end of the game, when you roll credits, and it brings you back kind of like to the title screen where it says Far Cry 6. You hear one of the characters in the game, the protagonist, Juan, you've been working with him the whole game, selling Viviro, the like drug that Castillo was making. And he's selling it to someone, like some like smuggler or whatever. But it's Voss. It's Voss from Far Cry 2 selling it to him. So Far Cry 6 is a prequel game. So that's really, really cool to see that in like... leaked in there, and they have little nuggets throughout the game of the Far Cry villains. Like, there was a magazine, and I can't remember his name now, of the villain from Far Cry 4, the guy like in the mountains of Tibet there, I think that's where it was, or Nepal, because it was in that area. They have him, and then it has the other bad guy from Far Cry 5. Like, there's just like random things like on a computer screen or whatever it may be. So it was really cool. Super enjoyed that game. It took me a while just to get through it because I kept just getting sidetracked and just doing random. I did all the military checkpoints, I did all the bases, I did all the ambushes. I didn't do all the intercepting supplies because I only did that like a couple times, and I was just like, meh. There's plenty of other things to do that are fun. really, really enjoyed that game. I'm like putting it away for a while. I could come back to it here once more DLC drops in a few months, but like putting it away for now. I've ostensibly finished Forza Horizon 5. Like, I bought all the houses, I did all the big races. So I did like the Colossus, the Titan, the Juggernaut, all the like the, and then insert big character race. Like, I finished all that too. So I'm like in the Forza Horizon like Hall of Fame or whatever. So like did that. So like I might just check in like every other day with that game and just like maybe do a race or another danger sign, because I've done 15 out of the 20 danger signs. So I might just like try to get all of them. Like, I've smashed over 160 boards, and I'm like, all right, that's not bad. Doing pretty good. Feel good with my time here. I just started playing a little bit today, going back into my backlog, South Park Stick of Truth, because I never played that one. I played Fractured Butthole, which is always still fun to say. But I miss Stick of Truth. So I actually like just with the Xbox backwards compatibility, I've just popped in the Xbox 360 disc, and it works great. It's super nice. Been playing that, and it's already fun. And I, because like after playing like super like long and more like serious games, kind of like it's nice to have like
A palate cleanser.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like so, it's nice to just have like a game like that. Like before for me, it was like Immortals Fenyx Rising, where it's
Yeah,
like all
ooh,
right,
what a
like
fun game.
silly, irreverent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like South Park's like my little palate cleanser here, especially before Halo Infinite kind of drops in just over a week here. So I'm because I wanted to make sure I had Far Cry and Forza done before Halo Infinite came out. So I'm been playing a lot of games. It's been fun. What have you been playing?
Been playing a lot of Halo Infinite multiplayer. Last time we did this, we talked about like, is it gonna happen? Are they going to drop the multiplayer during the 20th anniversary event? They did. It was awesome. The way they did it was really cool. Obviously, it's one of those things where like, I think that moment's even cooler if it doesn't get leaked. Obviously, like it would have been so just fucking insane at the end. Like everybody would have been like, oh my God, just even though everybody still was excited, it was just like, oh man. And they did it, and it's so fun. I've enjoyed the hell out of it. Even today, or like even last night, a bunch of us hanging out with like some of our friends, we were like talking about Halo, and like people, and a couple of them are like, oh man, yeah, I'm installing it right now, actually. So then this morning I woke up, and like Nick and Jose and everybody are like, hey, you have to make a group chat for everybody that's on Halo Infinite multiplayer so we can like, it's easier for us to communicate. And I'm like, oh, I have to do it. Okay. So like I did.
Yes, you have
So, so like that
to.
chat is created, and I'm like, all right, get on. And I'm like, no, I have to go record this. I'll get on later. But like, it's super fun. I'm excited after probably in like a couple, like another week or so, like see if we get David on. He was gonna jump on, but he's in the currently is playing Halo Infinite right now, to discuss his thoughts on the multiplayer, because I think it's a little bit different for everybody, but we kind of all have the same mindset of like, right now the game is really fun, it's fresh, but there are obviously a few changes that can be made. Like I think the XP still needs to be fixed. I think I'm hoping even more customization comes to the game. Which I think it will. And there's a few other things that they'll fix with. I laugh when people get really mad about the grenade spam. I'm like, that's Halo. Like that's always
Like
been
what?
Halo.
What? When did that like start? Like the whole like grenade spam thing here. Like I saw that just like I think yesterday or the other day, and I was just like, why is this a complaint? It's been like this, and it's been
Always.
fun for
Yeah.
like. I remember since like the first Call of Duty, and so like or Call of Duty, geez, since the first Halo, but even like the first, I remember the first one of the Call of Duty. It was before Modern Warfare. I can't remember, and where like when you finally got like three grenades as like your one of your perks that you could do, and it was insane. So like people would just take their three grenades and throw them immediately at
Yeah.
the beginning of the match, try to get people like. So I don't understand this whole like. Anti-grenades thing. Plus, like the whole plasmas, like they stick to you, they're great. Like, come
Yeah.
on. Come on. Like, it's, I don't know.
I think this game is really fun. I think you're seeing a lot of people involved in it. It's already got esport backing, and like it started that big thing again, which is great, because that's is such a lifeblood for Halo. Is competitive Halo. Like it's so fun. A week from Wednesday, the campaign will drop. We'll get the full release. I can't wait. I'm so excited to dive into that. Not that because I'm like tired of the multiplayer. I'm not. I love it, but like, oh, I'm ready. I am ready to just dive into that campaign and just like embrace it. Like, that's going to be my December. I don't have to worry about anything else, really. I mean, I'm going to pick up Pokemon, so I'll play Pokemon at some point, but Halo is what we get to focus on. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Because it's like an open world too. It's kind of like that pseudo open world. Like, so we'll see. We've never had a Halo open world. And I remember, I think you were the one that maybe tagged me on like Twitter about it, where it was like a little video. It's like, this is the biggest Halo like world we've built. And you're like, BK right now, and it was the Gundam gif that you love.
It's my favorite Gundam gif. It's like my favorite thing. Yeah, man, because it's like, you know, people are calling this like the Breath of the Wild for Halo. So
wow. Okay. I mean,
let's see. Does it really change Halo? We're gonna find out. But yeah, that was really cool. Also, what wasn't cool? More Activision Blizzard news. So, come to find out, I'm missing bits and pieces of this because it's been like over a 3-week span. But like, what, Bobby K, he knew more.
Bobby K
knew more about it. There was a complaints that were brought to him, and that he basically just swept it under the rug. They weren't doing anything about it. Blizzard employees walked out because of that. They want him to step down. There's a lot of people on the board that defended him and are like, no, we're not going to change. Then people are like, what the fuck? It's not a good situation. It's a really, really bad situation right now for Activision Blizzard. And when your games are also kind of shitty right now, it just really adds to it.
Yeah, it's tough luck. but there, you did miss one little thing here. Like, Bobby K had sexual harassment claims against him as well, and that he threatened to kill someone over the phone if they came out and said anything about it.
Didn't see that, so there we go.
Also, another tough look among other things. So that's why there's a lot of backlash. And I'll get into this conversation we had. We were texting about it, and I was getting kind of fired up. Is that I have no problem telling people to stop playing a game because of the higher-ups and what they're doing up top. Like, but that, I guess, like, that's more in line with like my character. As people may know, if they listen to Sports Edition or not, like, great. I don't watch Thursday Night Football, even when the Ravens play. I do not watch. Big Ravens fan. Like, wearing Ravens right now. All the animals have Ravens gear. The wife has been indoctrinated as a Ravens fan. Well, we all, big Ravens fan. But we don't watch Thursday Night Football in this house because it is terrible. And so I have no problem telling people, like, I understand that, like, if you love the game, then, like, continue to play it, but just don't continue to, like, buy, like, season passes or whatever it may be. And because I guess I dislike the excuse of where people are like, well, like, you're just hurting the good working people below that. Well, I'm like, well, yeah, that's like with any business, though. It really is. So, like, when you're not shopping at Amazon, because you're like, well, I don't want them to own like everything, blah, blah, blah. And you're trying to go against the grain and not buy from Amazon as much. All right, you're still hurting the people below. Yeah, you're hurting Jeffy B, like, barely. But, like, you're more or less still hurting their delivery drivers, all their warehouse workers, by you not buying their product or whatever like that. And same with, like, you know, this whole Kellogg's thing, like, right now, where Kellogg's is trying, they're going, their workers are on strike and they're trying to go outside of, like, the union and all that stuff like that. And so, like, they're asking people to not buy Kellogg's. Like, you have to.
What if I already bought the Pop-Tarts, though, prior to that?
Well, see, if you already bought them, like, that's okay. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it had Halo.
There you go. Yeah. Well, see, I guess that's my thing, where it's like, look, if you already bought the game, I'm not telling you to, like, return it, okay?
Right.
It's just more or less, like, you don't support them financially going forward, because things like this will still happen, at least in my brain, like, if consumers don't stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. Like, change has to happen. Now I'm choking on something there. You have to change. What the heck? Take over for a second.
All right, I got you. It sounds like me for a second. You are correct. I think you are correct in a way of that, like, it is something where real change doesn't happen unless everybody forces that change to happen, right? Because at the end of the day, if one person is like, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to play, let's just use WoW for an example, okay? So I'm going to stop subscribing to WoW because I don't like how the way that the atmosphere and the way that Activision/Blizzard handles everything, I'm not going to resub to WoW, right? However, I'm currently on a sub for WoW, so I'm going to finish off my sub. Like, I get that. I understand what you're saying, where you shouldn't continuously pump money into this company if you have an issue with what they're doing. Now, if you don't have an issue with what they're doing, that is your own moral compass, and I am not going to come out. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
It's a whole different show. But yeah, I do agree with you. Like, it is a thing where it's tough because, like, it is a thing where I saw it all over after this whole Blizzard thing was going on, that, like, it was all over the place. Like, video game media and journalists were just like, it's such a torn issue because they're like, they know so many people that are developers that are good people and that, like, they have nothing to do with this. But at the same time, that's the only way to really affect them is your wallet. Your wallet absolutely is what's going to affect them. Your boycotting is what's going to affect them, not the employees. The employees walking out won't really affect the company as much as your wallet impacts them.
Because it comes down to dollar and cents at the end of the right day. And so, like, it does suck that, like, you know, that good, hardworking people will be affected. But, like, unfortunately, that's, like, the reality of any situation. You know, like I said, like, there's good people working at Amazon. And, like, at Walmart, there are plenty of good, hardworking people at Walmart. But when you don't, like, when you're tired of, like, their policies and their practices of treating people, like, it's just, that's what you have to. It's kind of like, it's like voting, where it's like your vote does count, like, and that's how you have to enact change. It's like you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect change. That's the definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. Expecting a different result and doing the same thing over and over again. So if you keep acting like the same consumer that you are, and these bad things are happening, and you're like, well, what the heck? Well, it's like, well, hold on. You know,
kind of like I said, like, if you're not going to, if you yourself as a person, right, if you tell yourself, I want to continue to play this product, I want to play this game, I like this game, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not telling you that you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong because you want to play World of Warcraft or Overwatch or Diablo. Like, those are fun games, or Hearthstone. Like,
oh, absolutely.
If you make that personal choice, that is your personal choice. However, when these things keep happening, you kind of have to be quiet, and you kind of have to sit in the corner. Because you made your choice, for better or worse, whatever, right or wrong. That's not my decision. I'm not going to judge you on that, but it is your decision. So when you do that, you know, and you re-up your subscription, or you buy another loot box, or you buy another card pack, it's on you, and you have to deal with that then. So that's kind of how I look at it. Update, though, on WoW. Mike is only 2 mounts away from 300, and that is fucking insane.
Wow. Jeez, 300 mounts.
Yeah.
They have that many mounts? Like, and oh my god.
To put
gosh.
This in perspective, I could be wrong. He was going to be on the show today, but he's hanging out with Junior. I could be wrong, but I believe Mike's only been playing for 2 years, 2 or 3 years, and he already has almost 300 mounts, dude. We were talking about this yesterday, and, like, even Jose, you know, played WoW from the beginning, and he's taking long breaks. Junior, and my, you know, I think BK, you've heard it, where we talk about the Headless Horseman mount, and, like, how it took Junior and Joey 10 years. Now Mike got it this year in his second year. So, yeah, dude. I mean, he's got 50 characters. That's 50 tries a day. You know what I mean? It's insane.
Dumb person question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Know, like, what? So, like, when you have a mount with one character, is it
good all your for characters all? Get it?
Yep. Okay, see, I just didn't.
Now, know. I okay. believe I could be wrong, and now a lot of WoW nerds, including the ones on our show, are going to listen to this. I think back in the day, it wasn't that way. I can't remember, but I know now it is. So, yeah, he has all of them, but, like, it's really insane when you think about it, the mounts that he has, that, like, some of those guys, like Junior and Joey and Jose, and, like, they worked years to grind for them, and Mike got them relatively quickly. So,
and how many characters do I have? Did you say 25?
50.
He has 50 different characters that he created and spent time on and plays with
and leveled them up and does, yeah.
And he plays with them every day?
Yeah. Mike's thing are MMOs, guys, in case you didn't know. That is
yeah, I mean, no, I do. But, like, 50's a lot of characters. I don't even know if I can keep up with them. I mean, honestly, sometimes when I'm going through the states, I might forget one or two here and there.
I mean, like, to be honest, like, I have like 12 or 13 fantasy teams, and that's enough for me. That hurts my brain.
I have four fantasy teams, and that's why, like, small sports, a little tangent here is, like, when it comes to, like, fantasy on Sundays now, I'm just like, I just want the Ravens to win, and, like, I can't – it's hard for me to cheer for players anymore because, like, I have such a different group of players on my team I have to be going against one of those players even if he's on one of my teams, like, in a different league. So that's why, like, just on Sunday, it's just like, if I win, yay!
Right, it's just like, whatever, cool, here we go. That's the biggest thing is just kind of, you know, you should be in tune with everything. And you should pay attention to that and understand that your wallet controls things more than anything else. It always will. That's how it works with consumers. We are the ones that are supposed to have the control and the power of that. And, you know, use it wisely. Game of the Year awards. For full disclosure, no, Amalgamation Nation is not on one of the lists to send their votes to the Game of the Years. Jeff Keighley, we would love to be involved. That would be great. I love what Jeff Keighley does. I really do. I think the fact that they have brought the Game Awards from something that was on Spike TV to what it is now, and now it's going to be on Disney Plus, and, like, it's fantastic. You know, and we have our own award show. I still like it more than the Oscars and the Emmys and the Grammys and all that. I still do. I love the Game Awards. However,
the VMAs, the MTV VMAs.
Fuck them too. But the Game of the Year Awards is one of my favorite times for video games. I actually like it more than E3 because we come in and we know we're going to get world premieres and we get to see a lot of people celebrate their stuff, like developers and things. It's a great time. However, this year there is a little bit of a controversy, right? We got the nominees. The Game of the Year nominees are Deathloop, It Takes Two, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, in Resident Evil Village. No, Forza Horizon 5 is not on the Game of the Year's list. However, it is Best Racer and a few other nominees it's on there.
Best Racer, Best Audio Design and Innovation and Accessibility.
Which means it made the cut. BK, your thoughts on Forza Horizon 5 not being on the list, although it's one of the best rated games this year.
It's a big crack of bullshit. It's upsetting because there's and this narrative that you see, like, online, it's not necessarily true. They're saying that, like, Jeff's in bed with Sony.
There's a lot of Xbox games on this list.
Yeah, exactly. And so, well, and then more or less, like, just to even say, like, Sony had a great generation, the PS4. You know, they did a good job. They had a lot of great games, to say the least. And so they were gonna win a lot of Game of the Year awards because they're just pumping banger after banger, hit after hit, just, you know, milestone after milestone. So, but it's just tough with Forza here because it is, like you said, it's, I think it's like a 92 on Open Critic, like they're like around that. It's the highest rated game this year in all of video games.
Yeah.
So far, excluding Halo Infinite Campaign, which, and whatever has been released here for December. But, like, so far up until this point, and, like, a 92 is really good, especially, like, on Metacritic and Open Critic, because that's, like, that's taking everyone into account. So, like, that means it's pleasing to a very wide range of audience. People enjoy the heck out of the game. And so the whole thing was, I know it did come out late towards the deadline for voting for Game of the Year, but all the nominations for all the other categories happened at the same time. So right. It looks bad when you're like, especially for like audio design, how can you don't really fully get a scope of the audio design unless you're like playing the game for a while. The innovation and accessibility until you have the chance to go in there, mess around with it and see how good it is. All the, like, and best racing game slash sim, like, it's just really frustrating because it's kind of saying, like, one, like, okay, racing games will never count towards Game of the Year, essentially. It's just it's like having the MVP in football, and so you're just like, all right, it's only going to quarterbacks from now on. This is like, doesn't matter what position you play, it's only going towards that one. It's almost like that a little bit, and it's just frustrating because, honestly, it's been a really great year for Xbox, and like I think we were talking about it previous episodes, like, you know, Forza was kind of like, you know, like the icing on the cake here, and then Halo was supposed to be kind of like the cherry on top. It's frustrating. I wish, you know, Jeff, it's, I guess it's like too late for Jeff to really change anything, or like he wouldn't to not further compromise the awards going forward. But it's still a really tough look. And then it doesn't look good when you're telling people, like, people were pretty upset and they're just, you're telling them, oh, we have a fan vote for fan game of the year. And it's like, all right, dude, like, that's not helping anything right now. Like, don't say that. Like, cause that's just pissing people off even more. So then they're going to go to the, they're going to go to the fan vote and just troll it. Everything's just going to be trolled. And so then it's completely out of wonk, and then it's not accurate anymore. So it's just, the situation was not handled well. Just period. And I hope it's handled better going forward. And it just sucks, because honestly, like, this, it's right now it's gonna be my game of the year vote for us. And so just it's frustrating that it seems like Xbox finally has a great year and they're not gonna be able to get the recognition critically. So
I think it also speaks to a really big issue. I'm going to go through these last. This is from 2014 to now. The Game of the Year winners, right? Game of the Year award winners. 2014, Dragon Age Inquisition. Now, I'm, by the way, as I say these names, I don't want anybody to think I'm saying these are bad games yet. Like, I'm not saying
Dragon Age Inquisition is a lot of fun. I didn't play it that year, but I played it the year after, 2 years later.
Honestly. 2015, The Witcher 3. 2016, Overwatch. 2017, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. 2018, God of War. 2019, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. And then obviously last year was Last of Us Part 2. Now, out of that list, one of those is not a story game. One of them. That is Overwatch. Yeah. Overwatch was an enigma that somehow, some way, broke the stereotype that you have to have a story-driven game to win Game of the Year. It does not happen usually. It is 100%. It is like kind of like how you compared it to a quarterback winning an MVP. That is how story driven games are treated in the industry. Like the quarterback. Okay. Racing games are probably treated like the left tackle, maybe the right guard.
You know what I mean? I don't, not even left tackle. Left tackle.
Maybe the right guard.
Right guard.
You know what I mean? It's not great.
Whereas, and the right guard doesn't pull ever. It's just like, all right, just stay there, dude.
Just stand there. Like, that's it. Look good and look like you know what you're doing. That is how they are treated. I think that is an issue. You know what I mean? Like, last year, Last was Part 2 winning, for better or worse.
It was like bullshit.
Right. I think we talked about this last year.
I'm still mad about it.
Yeah. You know, there were a lot of really good games. You know, I mean, I think that we, and I'm really biased about this and I'm not going to lie about it, but like Animal Crossing New Horizon was like the game to get people through the pandemic. And it didn't get the proper recognition because, oh, it's a Nintendo game. That's just like a fun family game. And it's not, there's no story and there's no, you know, big action. And like, that's bullshit in my mind. I agree. Having a story makes you a game of the year. Now, it helps. I mean, I'm not, like I said, none of those games are bad. Every single game I listed there are great games. Witcher 3 might be one of the greatest games of all time. God of War.
It's not a great game.
That depends on who you ask, honestly. Like, I do think a lot of people appreciate what it is. Yeah, I think
I'll say it's a good.
I'd probably put it at B+. Like, it's probably right there.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it's not A- and A+. If not even like a B. Yeah.
But like those are really highly critically acclaimed games. Like those are what those are. I just think that Forza not getting the recognition here is definitely based upon the fact that it is a racing sim. It doesn't have a major story. It's not a single player driving game. And I just think that as an industry, that's so weird to me. Like, that's what we're still fascinated with. Like, we are so fixated on it. Like, Overwatch winning in 2016 blew my mind. Like, I can actually remember sitting there at my brother's watching it, you know, because my brother Tim loved Overwatch. And he's like, it's going to win. I'm like, there's no way. It's not. There's no way a multiplayer is not going to win. I've watched plenty of really good Call of Duties lose, like, over the years. Like, there's no way. And then Overwatch won, and I was just mind blown and so happy because I was like, yes, this means there's difference. You can be different in video games. And like, nope, you can't. You have to have a story. It has to be a single player game. It does not matter to me whether it's a PlayStation game, an Xbox game, a Nintendo game, a Sega game, like Atari. Like, it doesn't matter. That part, like, people that are worried about Jeff Keighley with PlayStation, that's stupid. Yeah, he literally debuted the Xbox Series X last year, or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, all the fun stuff he does with Xbox and with Phil Spencer. And then remember, obviously, the year that he had him, Phil Spencer, Reggie, and Sean from PlayStation all on the stage at the same time. Like, that was super cool. Like, that's not it. I just think when people review these games or they vote, I just think, I know it's weird because, like, one, I'm a big fan of a Kind of Funny team, right? And I remember listening to them like 2 years ago, or I think it might have been last year, where like Last of Us won. But like for a lot of them on their team, they do a vote. The way they handle it, at least from when I listened, is that they get the vote, they have everybody that's on the team votes, and then they take that vote and that's what they send out, right? They average their team's vote and then they send it out. That's what a lot of those bigger ones do. And, like, Last of Us probably wasn't on the list for a lot of people. Like, not as the winner, at least. But, or if it was, it just kind of felt like it had to be. And that's just weird to me. Like, I don't know. I think Forza should have been on this list. I didn't play all of these games, so I can't, like, be super, like, hammering it down. Like, I can't be like, wow, why is It Takes Two on here? I didn't play it. Or, why is Resident Evil Village on here? I don't know. I didn't play it. So that's kind of tough. Like, I know I love Psychonauts 2. I know I love Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. I've seen amazing things on Metroid Dread. So, like, I get it. I just wish Forza would have made the list.
Hey, wait, yeah, you haven't played Deathloop yet?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think that's, like, on, like, that's, like, a big Black Friday sale. Might, like, because I think they dropped down to, like, 20 some odd bucks in some places. So I might like see if it's got a good deal on Cyber Monday tomorrow or something like that. Check that out. Yeah, because I haven't played It Takes Two either. I played that creator's first game. What was that called? It was the prison escape game that One Way Out. Yeah, so like, and that was it's co-op game, so that's like, oh, that's a whole lot of fun. So I imagine It Takes Two is pretty well. As well. Yeah, and I haven't played Metroid Dread. I'm not playing a Resident Evil game just because I'm a baby. So, like, I have no opinion. Like, I just hope they're good for Resident Evil and scary fans. Like, that is always my opinion on scary games. Like, I just hope the scary people and scary people crowd like them, because I will not play it. Don't have an opinion. I think what you said about it kind of fitting into the third person story driven game box is really poignant and a good point, because maybe it's trying to be like movies in a certain sense, where it's like, oh, you need that story. But it's like, video games are different. Like, story does help, and I love games with a great story. As such, but it's a video game, so like gameplay has to matter. Like, how enjoyable is it to just sit down and play the game? Gameplay, like, that's like, and that honestly should be the like number one, if not overwhelmingly, factor in towards the video game of the year discussion. Is this fun to play?
Do you think it should be moved to January and let the entire year finish out?
Yeah. If not, just do it right there at the end of the year, right after Christmas and before like the new year. You could even do it then, because like, still, it's like, stuff's not even really necessarily coming out, you know? And then that way, because I guess I don't want the Game Awards to overshadow like games that are dropping like initially right there in January, and like you're more likely to like forget them if they like launch like. It depends. You know what I'm saying? Because like, it's like, especially with Pokemon Legends Arceus, like right there, because it's like what, releasing the second weekend in January.
Second or third week, yeah.
Second or third week, and so like, if the Game Awards, like, what if the Game Awards happened after, like, they fell like almost too late in January, and then you had like the games releasing in the beginning of January, got like, it messes with the messaging like a little bit, I think, in the timeline. So like, I think you could squeeze it in the last week of December somehow, like some way. I think it could be done and have it that way. It should be fine.
Yeah, or even like the week before Christmas or something. Like, I just think
absolutely
let November finish, you know. And there's always going to be that weird December release, right? We have Halo this year. Smash Ultimate came out in December. Like, you're going to have weird games.
Oh, man, yeah.
But then remember after that, because Smash didn't make the cut, we had to wait a whole year, and everybody was like, I think Smash should be a game of the year. And then it, like, it didn't have the traction that it should have because of when it came out. I just think, like, at least for like the way that I like to do it for the show, I like to do it right at the end of the year. I like to just start off the year fresh, boom, we got to play everything we wanted to play this year. Okay, now we can look at it. I don't want to cut off. I don't want Forza to be cut off. I don't want Halo to be cut off. I don't want whatever's coming out to be cut. I want to be able to, like, actually, if I want to play it and be able to, like, you know what I mean, have an actual real opinion on it, I guess. No one getting shafted, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, it is going to be on Disney Plus, which is actually absolutely fucking insane.
That is pretty cool.
If Forza would have been on there, BK would have been hyped as fuck, and he would have been like, I'm watching it on Disney Plus. But unfortunately, yeah, because Forza's not.
Nope, because
BK
Forza's
can't
not.
Watch it. Can't watch it.
Like, it's just said, like, look, like, I'm a consumer, like, I will not watch the Game Awards now because Forza is not in the specific Game of the Year conversation.
Yes, so, I will watch, and I will be really excited. I'll text you all the releases. I'll be like, look at this. Look
yes,
at this.
Yes, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Keep me in the loop.
Yeah, of course. Of course. There we go. We teased this a couple weeks ago as well. Warner Brothers Games unveils Multiverses, their new free-to-play fighting game. The confirmed characters so far, Arya Stark, Batman, Bugs Bunny, Finn the Human, Garnet, Jake the Dog, Harley Quinn, Rhyme Dog, Shaggy, Steven Universe, Superman, Tom and Jerry, Wonder Woman. Some of the leaked characters but not confirmed, Gandalf, Harry Potter, Rick and Morty, Ron Weasley. BK, what do you think about Warner Brothers coming out with this game and it being free to play?
Well, I think it's kind of a good idea for them to do a free to play game, because I think it is tough to release a traditional $60 brawler kind of game like right now, just with Super Smash Brothers just being the dominant name in that space and just being so influential, and it's really hard to grab a foot. I mean, look at PlayStation All-Stars. Like, Sony threw like a good bit of weight behind theirs and they couldn't really get it to gain traction. So I don't think it's actually like a bad idea to go to free to play. Now, I do hate the name. The name Multiversus is just terrible. Like, I get what they're going for. I think everyone does, but I think this might be a little too on the nose. I think in terms of the name, the Multiversus is just weird. But the characters are very, it's definitely a interesting selection of characters. I think they're really hitting all age groups in and interests in everything there with. I mean, I don't even know what Garnet is. I don't know that. I have no idea. But I mean, obviously, I know Shaggy, Scooby-Doo. That was in like one of my top four influential things. You know, so that you know, and then obviously the Bat. It's just gonna be weird with seeing Shaggy and then Superman and Batman all together. So it's not a bad idea. So I actually kind of I'm curious to see how the free to play model works with this game. Hopefully it does well. Like, I know Nickelodeon All-Stars, that got some decent reviews. It looks like it hasn't done that bad sales-wise overall. So it'll just be nice to have more competition in this space, because it looks like we're going to have a break here for a while from Smash for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever's here now for Smash is probably it for, I don't know. I mean,
10 years.
10 years, yeah.
I'm thinking.
It's going to be a long, long time. So this is going to be cool. I like the characters. I love how funny it is. Like, to me, like, I get Finn the Human. So, like, I'm fucking hyped, dude. It's Adventure Time. Like, I'm so ready for this. Arya Stark in there gives me hope that Jon Snow's going to pop up at some point. That'd be really cool.
I think they were Game of Thrones.
Yes. I think they were very smart not to put Mortal Kombat characters in here. They were very smart. Keep that away. Keep it to its own thing. You know, the DC characters you can kind of get away with, but you have to leave the Mortal Kombat characters alone. You have to stay away. That's a whole different thing, and it's not going to fit this model that they're trying to do. Like, this, like, the way it's animated, which is lovely. Like, I like how, like, cartoony it is. Like, I think it's great. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, Mortal Kombat doesn't fit that. So just leave it alone.
No.
Like, my God, I couldn't do it. Because there'd be, like, no fatalities, and I'd be like, yeah, I can't do this. Just don't even put them in.
Well, and even the first Mortal Kombat, it was essentially, like, digitized. I think they essentially took, like, a picture of, like, someone, like, they digitized it. Like, essentially, like, pixelated it on purpose. And that's how they got a bunch of the movements and everything like that to make the original Mortal Kombat. It wasn't, like, the Street Fighters or whatever, where it's, like, completely, like, art-driven and all stuff, like, you know, hand-drawn art, all that stuff. Like, Mortal Kombat was never that way. So it's very good that they just keep Mortal Kombat just separate and alone, and it'll be fine.
100%, 100%. Forza Horizon 5 hits 10 million players in 1 week. We were talking about them maybe getting that by the end of the year, BK.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking after the Christmas holiday when the kids are opening up their new Xboxes, and yeah, they crushed that. So, wow. Well, the word of mouth for this game was substantial. I mean, I've been playing Forza Horizon, you know, for a while, like the previous entries. So, like, I had known about it, was hyped, ready to go. But it seems like it kind of hit more of a mainstream appeal, mass appeal this year. I mean, 10 million players in a week is just nuts. Sorry for the dogs. Someone's at the door again.
Who's got that Funko? You know?
Yeah, who's got the pops? But yeah, it's great, great job for Playground. And hopefully they can keep this momentum going. Like I think I teased the other week for going into the next Fable project they got going. But this is... It just makes me proud. Like, it's been a great year for Xbox. It really has. So this is just good job all around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great for Playground Games because now they're going to carry all this momentum into Fable. So, like, this is great. All this good PR, positiveness, boom, coming right into Fable. That's going to be great for them. Can't believe they hit 10 million. That was really fast. Sony has patented their PS5 faceplates. This comes after multiple lawsuits with third-party companies. Yeah. Kind of figured that was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. What that one company was like, they tried like their workaround, they're like, oh, we're back, and I think they were back for like what, like a week or two, and then they were taken down again.
Yeah. Just get yourself a skin it if you want one so bad. Just get a skin it.
Those are cool, and I like how you can like load your own stuff on there too eventually, but like all right, so skin it out there, whoever's like running the website, just have more designs for if your Xbox is laying down, if it's horizontal and not vertical. Because mine is horizontal. It's the baby's laying down. So, like, have more designs like that, and then I would be more on board.
There it is. Just get him an ECU Pirate one laying down. He's ready.
Oh, that would be tight.
Yeah, see?
That would be so cool.
There it is. somehow, some way, can't believe it, Marvel Avengers fucked up Spider-Man. Great. Great. Dude, it's so stupid. I was so mad. I mean, because I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, oh, man, I got to log into this game now. Son of a bitch. And then I saw all the reviews. I watched all the gameplay. And I'm like, this is awful. This is not good. Spider-Man does not look how he's supposed to. Well, he looks fine, but like his fighting style does not match the way Insomniac did it so beautifully. Wow, this is really bad. On top of it, he doesn't even have his own stories. He just gets thrown in there to use as a team. He doesn't have the special story missions like Hawkeye and Black Panther did. That's pretty stupid. So shout out to Marvel Avengers continuing to fuck up.
It seems like it was very much a Hail Mary, last-ditch Hail Mary attempt. Like, all right, babe, we can get everyone back. And then it's just like, oh, this was actually picked off and like returned the other way. So like it turned, you know, so
PlayStation's sitting there like, what the fuck?
Because it's exclusive. So yeah. Like, I guess like the good thing if you have a Xbox or I don't think that game's on Switch. You're just like, okay, hey, character sucks anyways. It's just interesting how that game has kind of like bombed. But you see that I think it was part of that team worked on the Guardians of the Galaxy game, and that has just done splendidly well. I'll add that to the video game releases here when you continue talking more here. But I think it's just it's so interesting how Marvel's Avengers completely tanked, but this Guardians of the Galaxy game, like that's like another one I'm kind of like stalking a little bit for Cyber Mondays and like looking for deals because like it's just getting a lot of great press everywhere. People are talking about how like a breath of fresh air that game is. So it's just, it's interesting.
Yeah, very much so. Very much. So then we have Star Citizen, space trading and combat sim has raised $400 million. Dude, that game's been in development forever. Since like, it's like what, 12 years or something like that.
It's yeah.
Crazy. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, I don't even remember this. And then I saw it. I'm like, oh, they're still raising money for that? Why? It's awful. It's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't contributed to it at all. I mean, this honestly looks like a big Mike game. Like, whenever this game comes out, I think we need to just, like, you know, use the company card, get it for Mike and tell him to make 50 different characters and just to go all out in this game and just, you know, to set aside all of his free time. This game really screams Mike, though.
Yeah, he's like, where are the mounts? Where are they? Ha, Amazon Studios is reaching a deal on Mass Effect series, and let me tell you, that's all me. It's all me, brother. I am so fucking hyped if this is the thing. We get a Mass Effect series? Oh, my God, I'm so happy. That would be so great. I know we're also been seeing a lot of rumors that the remaster is coming to Xbox Game Pass. Let's do it.
That would be a big get for Game Pass, which is continues to be successful. I know there's like a lot of people that are concerned about their profitability, and Phil Spencer is like, "We're profitable. We want it to be more. You know, don't worry." So like, I don't know.
Phil the Thrill said, "Suck it." He ain't playing these games.
But it'll be interesting to see if this comes out. It's like you're seeing video games in more of a just like in the TV and movie space now. It seems to be, but it seems like the most successful ones, you know, outside of like the Sonic movie and the Mortal Kombat movie here, actually being pretty good. But, like the TV series seemed to be getting just very good traction, and just it seems like a little bit easier to kind of expand, you know, expound on the universe and all that, and really kind of get the non-video game audience like into the game. Like the League of Legends show, was it Arcane or whatever?
It's really
like
good.
I know that came out. Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. I've never played League of Legends, so I'm probably not going to watch, to be honest. My Netflix, my list is already like 25, 30 titles deep of stuff. All right, I'm way behind.
I'm watching One Piece, so that's what it is.
Yo, yeah, so then you're buckled up. You're on that roller coaster for a while, baby. 1,000 episodes.
Hot strapped in. Here we go. Ready to rock and roll.
How many have you watched so far?
20.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, you didn't even make a dent.
I'm like 1/50th of the way there, something like that. I don't know. It's pretty fucking wild. I don't know. It's not good. But it's pretty fun. I enjoy it. Rumors are swirling that the next big PlayStation remaster from Square Enix is going to be Chrono Cross. And if so, that's fucking cool.
I never played the original, but I know people have been talking about this like nonstop for decade plus, if not, you know, like probably like it might be 2 decades.
Yeah,
I mean, because that game came out in like the mid 90s, I think, like,
yeah,
like roughly, if not maybe late 90s. I could be off just slightly, but if it came out, that would be cool. Like I said, well, it's like that's a Square Enix title, so like they screwed up Marvel's Avengers, but then boom, they had Guardians of the Galaxy.
Final Fantasy 7, absolutely beautiful, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so fun. Oh man. Oh yeah, I have to talk to you about that after the show, because I Jose was talking to me about it, and he like spoiled a little bit, and I was like, oh man, it like blew my mind. I was like, I'm like, BK doesn't even understand the importance of this. I was like, oh my God, I have to tell him this now. So I will,
oh,
I will
no.
tell you after the show. So good.
Okay.
So good. Epic Games has acquired Harmonix. That they will develop musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite. You guys remember Harmonix. Y'all remember Rock Band. Yeah, dude, everybody getting together with their homies playing Rock Band. I used to play with my brothers at like 9 in the morning. Woo!
Good there stuff. You go.
Good stuff.
Well, it's crazy that Epic Games has now like gotten enough
massive
cash on hand to swallow up Harmonix. But I mean, look, Epic Games did move into an old mall. there in Raleigh. Like, it was literally a mall, and they moved in. They're like, this is going to be our headquarters. A mall.
That's insane.
Like, that's nuts. So it's just, it'll be interesting to see how they really use this, like, going forward, like, oh, develop musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite. It makes me think that you can use this as a stepping stone into, like, just doing more than just, like, a Fortnite, like, battle royale. Like, are you gonna do, like, a Fortnite, like, little, like, sing-along game, or, like, an actual, like do you give the Fortnite characters guitars and drums, and you're having them do the songs and stuff like that? Like, I don't know, but this leads me to think that they're going to do more than just Battle Royale, like, with this, like, implementation.
I think it's going to help even further. You know, we've had the interactive Travis Scott concert, the Ariana Grande, Marshmallow. Like, you are going to see way more of these. Way more of these now.
Good point.
Get Ed Sheeran in there next. Pokemon Go did. They should, too.
Oh, so it's okay. Your short list of concerts you want to see in Fortnite. So Ed Sheeran won. Who's who? Give me some more.
T-Swizz.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. You know, bring Michael Jackson back from the dead. Do that.
Okay. Cool. Have an all hologram concert with him, Tupac, and Biggie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elvis, cool.
Throw him in there, too. Why not? Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty awesome. Also, Fortnite Chapter 2, The End, comes December 4th. I don't know if everybody remembers when the first chapter of Fortnite ended. Remember? And the screen just literally blew up. And it was just this fucking blue galaxy that was just sitting there for over, like, 2 days that the game was not active. It was just sitting there. Every time you'd log in, that was it. Until the world opened up and Chapter 2 began. So I want to see, how do they do it this time? What are they going to do? You know, we've been dealing with the cube bitch thing that they got. That's pretty fucking cool. I did log in to get my Naruto skins, just in case everybody's curious. And I used the code AMNATIONPOD as my Epic Creator code. You should, too. If you're on Fortnite buying V-Bucks and skins, or you're on the Epic Game Store buying video games, you get a content creator code you could type in. Use the code AMNATIONPOD, all one word, and help support the show. So there you go. Boom.
Yep. Great. That'd be great. And that's actually really cool. So shout outs to Ryan for setting all that up. I remember when he texted to us, it's like, oh, dude, we're big time.
I was just sitting there one night. I was sitting there one night at work, and I was like, man, I should try and do this. I was like, oh, cool. We got in. We made the cut. God bless us. Also, the game that I was actually really fond of, DC Universe Online, their developers are working on a Marvel MMO. Dude, let's go. Do you remember the Marvel Universe Online?
No, I didn't play that one. But, like, if they go for the, oh my gosh, what was it called? Now it's like, it came out in the 360 generation. There was a couple of them. They were made by, I think, Raven. What were they called? Not Marvel's event, like Marvel's
Ultimate Alliance. Yeah, because the newest one came out on just the Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't played just that one yet. But if they make, like, a Marvel MMO, but kind of like where it's like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, like, a little bit, I may play it. Just MMOs aren't my thing, just because I can't do the time sync. I just can't do it. Like, I don't know. It's a roadblock for me at my age now, where I can't. Like, younger BK, absolutely. This is another one, Mike one, where, like, we need to put this game on the company card and say, hey, Mike, make all the characters available for you. Make all the characters, you know, do the Daredevil, the Black Panther, do Nova, like, do all the characters that you can.
Oh, yeah. I gotta see them all. I definitely would play this. I would be all in on a Moon Knight, Rogue, probably Rogue, Spider-Man, of course. It's fucking Spider-Man, dude.
Obvi.
Good shit. Hell yeah, I'm all in though. Yeah. Thwip. It's gonna be a good time.
Maybe Josh can just throw in a thwip sound effect.
Yeah, there thwip, it is. Thwip. I'm excited. This will be really cool. Also really cool, the Xbox Series S was the best-selling console of Black Friday weekend. That makes 100% sense. Why? Because they're all over the place. There's no other consoles. Can't find them. Can't find any of them. But I saw a lot of Series S's out when I was out shopping.
There you go. I didn't go shopping that day just because we we went to the ECU game, but it makes sense. Like, because I go to like Walmart a few times a week just to like for Funko Pop stuff. You know, gotta stock.
Stay on it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Walmart exclusives, whenever they drop, see what they're rotating through. Well, because my Walmart here in town didn't even carry Funkos for a while, which pissed me off. And for all the exclusive stuff like that. So, like, had to use my buddy in Greenville there, Peter, shout out to Peter, to help me out. But now that the Walmart actually carries, I'm like, I remember I asked the people back in electronics, that's normally where they are. I was like, oh, yeah, like, you guys have the Funkos? They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. I was like, oh, okay, that's good.
Oh, okay. That's good. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, dude. Get the Funkos at Walmart. Get them. Get your Target exclusives. Do it all. Do it all, man.
No, it's rough. But back to the Xbox Series S. But it's also good. Like, it goes back to one, like the console being available. It's there on the shelf so people can buy it. But then the Xbox Series S is a kind of the gateway drug, I guess you could say, of the Xbox consoles, because it is a little bit cheaper. You know, it's not as, and you have Game Pass as well. So like, yeah, the graphics aren't going to be as great, but you still, it's the Game Pass all digital machine. It's like the cell phone version of a video game console. Essentially, that's kind of like what it is. Like, all digital, just download them, get rid of them, do your thing.
Yep, 100%.
Great if you have kids, because yeah. I mean, like when you're a kid. Cartridges were easier. Like, it was harder to screw up a cartridge. Like, unless you just, like, really hucked it at something, which, like, I did with a classic, like, baseball game that I had on, like, the Sega Genesis. And it was before we finished the basement. Like, we had to finish. And so, like, that game just pissed me off so much. I took it out, and I just hucked it across the room at the wall. It didn't fully shatter, but, like, it part of it chipped, and it didn't work after that. And then with discs, obviously everyone knows the problem with discs, just because you can get scratches on them, everything like that.
You got to spit on them and shit.
Yeah, you got to be careful. So it's good that, you know, you can almost get this for your kids, and you're like, all right, harder to screw up games. you can't screw it up as much.
No, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think it's cool. I know my brother Danny is just like, he's been trying so hard to get a Series X, and he's like, I'm almost willing to just go buy the S, because then I know at least I can do some things with it. And I'm like,
I don't know. Does he have a 4K TV?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, because then, like, you know, if you don't even have 4K TV, then I'm like, all right, yeah, well, there's no point of even getting an Xbox Series X almost.
Yeah, so,
like,
he'd be you going from an Xbox One S to
an Xbox Series S. Oh, that's still a jump up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But we will see. And I know Dan's on the lookout for the OLED switches. He's ready. He's ready to join the Switch Club. I'm excited.
Super yeah, excited. But I mean, how many years late for Dan the Man?
Well, he's always late to something. So there it is. December video game releases for the end of the year. Solar Ash for PC, PS5, PS4. That's December 12th. Ryan needs a, you know, big numbers from that one. Big numbers. Otherwise, BK wins.
I mean, I like winning.
Yeah, I know. The teams you pick don't, but God bless you.
Facts. Yeah. Hey, I'm not last. I will say that. Yeah. I am not last.
Warhammer 40,000 Battle Sector for the Xbox Series S or X, PS4, and Xbox One, December 12th. Disney's Magical World 2 Enchanted Edition for the Switch, December 3rd. Mobile Suit Gundam Battle Operation Code Fairy Volumes 3, that is a mouthful. PS5 and PS4, December 3rd.
You getting that one?
No. No, I'm not. Okay. Didn't know it was coming out. Didn't even know. So, no, I'm not. Halo Infinite on PC, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One, December 8th. Also on Game Pass, everybody. It's on the Game Pass. We're ready. What else? Among Us is going to actually be on all the next-gen consoles December 14th. And Life is Strange True Colors for the Switch comes out sometime this month as well. So there you go. Got a lot of fun games coming out for the end of the year, especially Halo. Now, well, let's do these video game release scores, and then I want to talk about the GTA trilogy. So the video game release score is from November, right? And a little bit of October here. It's Call of Duty Vanguard, right? 72. These are poopy. Yeah, this is all from OpenCritic, by the way. Battlefield 2042, a 67. Ugh, that is awful. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, the remasters, that's a 77. That is an average Pokemon score, so nice. Shin Megami Tensei 5, 86. Yeah.
That's a solid score. Like that's one I've been kind of keeping an eye on, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just don't know. That's another big time sink game, and I haven't even gotten into Persona 5 yet on my backlog.
Yeah, you got to play Persona 5. Like, ah! You got to play Persona 5 first. Got to
do it. I know. I will. I promise I will.
Good. Jurassic World Evolution 2, an 80. Okay. Halo Infinite, the multiplayer, already reviewed at an 89.
And what's just crazy that like a lot of people seem to be complaining about the not loot boxes, but the battle pass, which we all thought that they had set up right, but they haven't necessarily done that. It's too hard to progress it and do all that stuff.
It is, yeah.
That it's surprising that it's got an 89 score, even with all those issues that people seem to be crying wolf about. And it's like, okay, maybe in the grand scheme of things, like it is bad, but it's not enough to turn you away, and the gameplay is still solid.
Yeah, dude, this gameplay right here is solid. Rock fucking solid. Ah, that game is great. But yeah, no, the Battle Pass progression system sucks. My brother did say, he said, it's because if you look at the date, it says this, the Battle Pass lasts until, like, May. This season one. And I said, bullshit. You can't do one season last that long. You can't. Not in that scope. Like, you just can't do it. There's not enough tiers.
Okay. I just don't know. That is where I'll have the disconnect. I just don't know.
I mean, you have to be able to keep people entertained, right? So, like, if I'm just doing this grinding for the same shit for months, I might as well be playing WoW.
True. Might as well go get a mount.
Yeah, I took the mic. I think I only have like 20 in mine. Jesus.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't play enough.
Or Mike's just a try hard.
Yeah, yeah. What a nerd.
Yeah. Absolute nerd. Jeez, what a try hard.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy PK alluded to. That's an 82. Nice. Solid.
That is nice. Solid nice game. Rebound for him.
That's true. Now, let's talk about not a rebound. This is like a bad, like, they fumbled the ball. It wasn't good.
This is the butt fumble.
Yeah, this is the epitome of a butt fumble in video games. GTA Trilogy Remaster. It's a giant fuck up. It's not good. It's really bad. Sorry. All right.
Sorry, I was typing something. Yeah, I didn't want to. Oh, you get it. I was typing and I didn't want the clickety clank of my mechanical
keyboard. I know. I can't keep going. I have to cough.
Sorry about that. No, yes,
it's really bad. Really, really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, sitting at a 54 on OpenCritic, which is like, it's really hard to kind of get that low, honestly. Like, just like in school, if you get a 54 on something like that, you have to really try to, like, fuck up that bad. Like, you have to really go out of your way to be, like, lazy, not pay attention, and just do everything wrong. So, like, it's kind of the same for GTA. What's really bad about this is that the remaster, the definitive edition, the graphics looked really wonky in some areas, and, like, the modding community that had made mods for this game like years and years ago, the graphics looked better for the mods than they did for this, you know, this definitive edition remaster. And so, yeah. And then Rockstar were getting at the modders and making them take down all their mods where the graphics were looking better. And so, like, that doesn't look good as well. There was just a lot of things come up, and maybe, and this is something I want to talk about, is that maybe this was kind of like on us, like, in general, that like we got so excited for this game, like, you know, we're like, all right, cool, like this is gonna be great, because every Rockstar game's great, but like this, like they really fumbled the ball. This is really bad. That, and we should have known when it kind of had this phantom release. All of a sudden, oh yeah, here's this GTA remaster. We're remastering three open world massive games, and you haven't heard about it until now. Oh, guess what? It comes out in a couple months, and it's like, we probably should have been like, well, that's interesting. hold up, that looks like that would be a time-intensive work project. And clearly it wasn't for them based on the graphics and gameplay and everything. Apparently when it's raining in that game, it looks awful too. I've seen like some of the screenshots and videos, like it's really bad. It's just like hard to see.
I know. We were talking about yesterday, a couple of our buddies, because we were so excited about to play Vice City again. And I told them, I was like, it's not even worth it. It's so bad. I wouldn't even waste my money on it. It's awful.
Avoid it like the plague.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. Shout out to Rockstar and Cyber Project Red, both fucking up within one calendar year. So,
yeah, absolutely. And shout out to CG Project Red for further delaying the next gen console patch release. So, Ryan and BK don't know when they're gonna play that game.
Don't even know where my game is. Don't even know where that PS4 copy is. It's sealed up somewhere.
I mean, no, it's in the TV cabinet. It's in the backlog pile, but it's at the very bottom, and it's not getting. It doesn't ever move up.
It just did get nominated for best RPG, though, everybody. So,
see what? Oh man, look at you throwing more salt on the wound for the Game Awards. Look at you coming spicy at the end there. Gosh, yeah. See, that's why you know the voting for it needs to change. Maybe just they need to get our vote on there as well. But see, if they got our vote in there, they're gonna have like the weird stuff, like because like where Mike has like the random MMOs that he has on there, like. But I think that's great about our list is because like Mike has these off the wall games that are like great.
Where, I like that he not had, like tries to pull up games that are like 10 years old. He's like, well, that's what I played.
Yeah, I mean, no, he's definitely gonna vote for RuneScape. Like, yes, that is in the cards. It is absolutely in the cards, and I would want us to submit our card, our ticket to the Game Awards, and be like, RuneScape is getting one vote from AM Nation for Game of the Year. Like, I want that to happen. I really want that to happen.
Well, everybody, you will be able to hear our Game of the Year towards the end of this year, which is coming very fast. As always, you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. Just search Amalgamation Nation. If you want to sub to the show on Spotify, the link is at the top of our Spotify. It's $5 a month, and it helps you, or helps us and you, support the show, which we would really appreciate. So if you do, let us know. Also, you can go to twitch.tv/undeadblackbull. Follow David there and give him a sub. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch sub month, so give it to Undead Blackbull. He's been getting all his stuff fixed with the new name and all the different loads and all that. So he's getting that ready. He should be back pretty, pretty soon. Also, like I mentioned earlier in the show, if you are playing on Epic Game Store, if you're playing Fortnite, maybe you're buying V-Bucks, maybe you're buying your kid V-Bucks and Fortnite skins, you can put a content creator code, and all that does is help support whatever content creator you put, and you can use Amalgamation Nation. All you put is AM Nation Pod all together in that creator code, and every time you buy something on Fortnite or on Epic Game Store, that helps support the show as well, and we appreciate it. You can also download the GG app. It's the best way to keep track of all the video games you're playing, all the video games you've played, everything coming out. Maybe you have a list of past games that you love a lot, all that good stuff right there on the GG app. You can follow us, AM Nation Pod, see some of the reviews we do and some of our rankings and stuff like that before we do our Game of the Year awards. So that would be pretty cool. Download the GG app right now. As always, thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. We will be back next week. And you stay breezy.